I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Hoo-hoo! This is Barbara. Yay! We have our theme song live. Yay!
And I put the wrong name on it. So instead of I am me, it's supposed to be I am who I am. Boy, and that rings true. How about for you?
Both. I think I made it all up because of Cindy Freeman's post earlier. So thank you, guys. Thank you, Cindy Freeman, Rachel Martinez-Vasquez, and Jillian Clark, who are the True Trinity. And these are the ladies that created the song, which we picked for our theme song for Purpose Talk Radio. This is what you've just heard, and we're going to hear it again at the end of the show. If you want to purchase this song because you fell in love with it straight away the same way we did, please go to the Facebook page of the True Trinity. You might meet them on our event page on Facebook, on the Purpose Talk Radio event page. We tag them, and they might be around. Jillian was saying earlier she might be available. Maybe she calls in today. And welcome to today's Purpose Talk Radio. This is Barbara.
I think it's such a beautiful... Oh, I was just saying, I think it's such a beautiful sound. I am so impressed with it. I just totally in love with it. Sorry, I interrupted you.
That's okay. That's all the excitement going on. So anyway, today's show, today is Monday the 16th of April already. And as always at this time, we offer you the opportunity to connect with your soul and to get some soul-spiration. And on today's show, we have some special guests. Jan and me are going to talk to Susanne Witte, who currently lives in Canada, so we'll be connected to Canada as well. And Shelley. And Shelley, I believe, is phoning in from Canada also. And Susanne and Shelley will share with us some information about their group, I Believe Global, and about their soul sister who's currently climbing Mount Everest. Jen.
Well, you took all my speech, so this is Jan speaking, and again, we're glad to have you join us today in this sacred space. It's such a pleasure to be with you, and like you know, Barbara's in northern Germany, I'm in southern Oregon, and today we've got Susanne and Shelley in with us from Toronto. So they're going to tell us more about I Believe Global, I'm going to have trouble saying that, and a little bit more about Shreya climbing Mount Everest and to benefit the Sick Kids Foundation and what that's all about. We hope you will call in today when you have a chance. The numbers are on the website. If you're outside of the U.S., you can Skype in by entering BBS Radio in your in your contact list. There's the word. And they'll connect you with us live. So there we go. Barbara, you're on again.
Yes, my cat wants to say hello also. He's standing here going meow, meow. So he's going to be here. My assistant, silent or not so silent today. What can I say, people? I'm nearly exploding with excitement. The past few weeks have been awesome, amazingly, wonder-amazing. And I'm kind of like, I've spoken all my words for a day. I believe it's I don't know what to say. I'm looking at flying out to the UK on Wednesday, and I'm going to be the happiest birthday girl ever because I'm going to be standing in the Stone Circle at Stonehenge on my birthday in the morning at 6:45 in the morning, greeting the sun and greeting my birthday and closing another circle. So I'm grinning from ear to ear. If I didn't have ears, I would be grinning in a circle also. And that's it from me for now.
I can hear it. I can even see you grinning in a circle. Feel your excitement.
that's really all. At the moment, it's that's the only thing that is in my mind, on my mind. It's pretty much a challenge to concentrate on the everyday stuff because part of me is already on the plane and going to the UK, not really knowing what to expect, and that's the really exciting thing that I don't really know what's going to happen.
Now, What date is next Monday? It's the 23rd. So you'll already be back in home by then, or will you still you'll still be in the UK?
Oh yeah, I'll be in the UK, and I'll be coming to Purpose Talk Radio from Rugby, from Vicky Licorice's house, and she's going to be my host, and we'll sort it out together. So yeah, next week Monday, our show, my part of the show, I'll be coming in from the UK.
Awesome. One of my favorite words. Well, hi, this is Jan, and you all know I've been instructed to introduce the angels each week on this program and that I'm an angel messenger. And I want to talk today just a little bit about how excited I am. And I've got some angels visiting me right now, and one of the things that came this morning was that I'm supposed to spend some time every single day talking about my soul-body blueprint, or somebody else called it a soul-body mapping program that's coming up in the classes that I'm going to be doing both in Portland, Oregon, and in Massachusetts. And I just want you to know I'm really excited about it, and I hope that I'm just supposed to talk about how excited I am. So it's going to be really fun to see all kinds of people there and to learn about it. And if you want to know more about it, just connect with me at jan@janravel.com, and I'll explain it. I'll be setting up a Facebook page on it pretty soon. So that's it for us. Let's go on to the cards. Barbara, did you draw a card?
It's just so funny because you're also excited also.
I know it. I know it. The two of us are stuttering because we're so excited.
Oh yeah, it's going to be interesting about Susanna and Shelley coming into the show in a few minutes. Okay, the card that I drew is from the deck that's called The Little Women once again. And the card shows a daisy, and because it's the little women, the woman is the same height as the daisy, and the woman holds the daisy. They're kind of cuddling, and she's wearing a pink dress, and she's got red hair. She has a knowing wise smile on her face, and the message on the card is, glad you exist. And I think that's really pretty and really beautiful. And not so long ago in our Facebook group on the Soul Healing Circle, somebody posted something, and the message was, I am happy that you were born. And when I looked at the card, that's what came to me. It's like, it's the theme song, I am me, I am who I am, and we can all be really happy that we are born ourselves. And that's another thing we can tell a loved one. Look at them, or phone them, or send them a message and tell them, I am happy that you were born.
Oh, that's
it, really.
Nice. Well, the card that I drew is called The Ring, and it shows a young girl all dressed in white with lots of blue decorations and some yellow and red, and she's holding a golden ring, and there is a man and a woman standing on either side of her. You know, this relates to several different things. One is the ring of promise. We all look for... We talk about the brass ring, catching the brass ring on the merry-go-round. We talk about when we're young, we all think about the ring of that we want to get married and have children, or we want to become an astronaut, or we want to do whatever it is that we have a dream to do. And too often we end up not doing that thing, or we end up disappointed. And the adult standing on either side of her show a little bit of sadness, which is that time, that recognition that life, the promise of youth, and that the promise of that ring is there. There's also disappointments that come along the way. But if you give up on that promise, then you go nowhere but into disappointment. So grab a hold of that ring, reclaim it from your youth, reclaim it from your spirit, and live up to the promise that you were given when you were born. Susanna asked me if I would draw a card for her. So, Susanna, your card is called, it's a very simple name, it's called The Coat. It shows a woman in this absolutely beautiful, I guess it's a coat. It looks like a robe. There looks like a veil around it. She almost looks like a bride. And lots of kind of a rose color in it. The coat, oftentimes a coat is used to as a coat of armor. It's used to protect ourselves. It's used to hide behind. It's used to keep secrets. This coat is absolutely gorgeous. So I would encourage you to make that coat that you have representative of who you are, not trying to hide who you are, but bringing out the beauty of who you are in all things. And Shelley, you had a card you wanted to talk about?
Can you please draw a card for me? Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Barbara, I need you to talk for a minute, okay? Actually, Jillian's on line three. So, Barbara, yes. Why don't you talk with Jillian real quick while I do a card?
Okay. Jillian, are you there?
I am here.
Hi, Jillian. Thank you for calling in.
Good to hear your voice.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm going to jump up and down with joy in a second because this is just amazing. Oh, my God. Did you hear it? The opening?
No, I didn't. I was trying to get on. I'm at a friend's house practicing for the weekend, and I'm trying to get on my cell phone, and it's not letting me go anywhere. And then I was dialing station two. So, no, I didn't. I've heard it plenty of times.
Oh, well, it's different, though. Well, I've heard it plenty of times also. But our listeners, I'm just so happy. Thank you so much for this.
I am so excited.
Music. It's another new beginning somehow. This is when I look back, when we started doing Purpose Talk Radio, that was in December 2011. It was a new beginning. And ever since, kind of like every week is a new beginning. As we all know, every day is a new beginning. And this song is another new beginning. And it's so, so beautiful.
It's so appropriate because when we, all three of us, met at the POSI Music Awards, wanting to further our writing careers and bringing our music to another level. And we all kind of gelled together. And this song was basically the very first song we started, not the first one we finished. But this one was totally meant to be out there. And it's very true for all of us. I guess be careful what you write, because that's what you need to learn the most, I believe.
Now, Jillian, this piece, we're only playing a small portion of it for the opening,
yes,
and the close, but the entire piece is, how long is it? Do you remember? It's like 3.5 minutes or almost 4 minutes long?
I think it's 3:22, not to be exact, but I've done it enough that I think it's 3 minutes, 22 seconds.
And so when people go to your Facebook page for True Trinity, they can find, be able to talk with you about listening to the entire piece there and purchasing it, is that right?
Exactly. We're working getting iTunes. We have it set up, but it's not because we don't have a website as of yet. We are working on that, and as soon as we get something up, people will be able to purchase. But if they want to Facebook us, we certainly will get them a copy of it.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Well, it's a fabulous piece. I love it.
Thank you very much. And we'll be getting more up there as we get the finalization of the website and get that all up, those buttons up. We'll let you know firsthand. I'm hoping within the next couple weeks that we get that together.
Okay. All right. So what else would you like to tell us?
Oh, what do you want to know?
Well, do you have any upcoming events? Do you have any upcoming events?
Oh, I do. I actually run a nonprofit organization that helps cancer patients, and Saturday we've got a big evening of celebration in West Bend, Wisconsin. It's called Chicks for a Cause, C-H-I-X, the number for a cause, .org, and okay, we are here in southeastern Wisconsin. I started this organization 8 years ago when three of my friends were diagnosed with cancer, and it's unfolded since then, and it's been a blessing to a lot of people. So I'm really honored that idea came through spirit to grow.
And what is the event? What do you do there?
We have music. We bring in a lot of, we call the people that we've helped Gifts of Love. We have a song called Gift of Love as well. They'll come and they'll be around people that battled cancer and I do not have the disease anymore or going through cancer, and it's big networking and fundraising and friends and family that have either been touched by cancer, which I have not met but one person in the last 8 years when I've been speaking and doing gigs that has said that I've never been touched by cancer before, and I said that was a blessing because everybody in some way or fashion, form or fashion, has been touched by it.
Yeah, yeah,
you know
right.
What's so amazing? It's so amazing that you're talking about this this Chicks for a Cause, because Susanne and Shelley with I Believe Global, they work, for example, for the Sick Kids Foundation, and that is why they're soul sisters at the moment climbing Mount Everest. So maybe you guys should connect after the show also. Because
yeah.
Susanne is
I
all about
I think that would be wonderful. I have a big, being a visionary, I have been hearing that I need to walk the Appalachian Trail when I hit 55, which is a couple years in coming. And I just believe that I don't know why it keeps telling me I need to do that amazing feat for six months. But, yes, there's a purpose in everything, and I would love to walk with people that are in higher positions that need to help, and they have time to relax and ease their mind and walk with me for a while.
Wow, I love that, the sound of it. So that's going to happen in a few years, and you'll be working your way towards this. One question I have about the song, coming back to the song, it's your voice on the song, is it?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, it is.
I love your voice.
Yes, it's beautiful. And is it only you singing, or is are Cindy and Rachel going to be singing on a few of the songs, on the future songs also?
Rachel may be singing on a few songs along with Cindy. Rachel and myself, we all live in different areas. Rachel lives in Key West, Florida. Cindy lives in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I live about 50 miles north. I live up in West Bend. So we all Skype every Monday and write, and we've been doing this now for going almost on 2 years. It'll be 2 years in January, basically.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But cool. We all three of us have different missions. Cindy's a sign. She signs, and she writes. She's a big prolific writer, and Rachel's a musician and singer-songwriter. For a while, she plays guitar. I've been a singer professionally for about 20 years, on and off, doing programs corporate-wise, not in more on the spiritual side and more corporate gigs. Then that's what I do on my side time.
And the three of you are going to be our guests on June 28th, right?
Yes, that's what I believe. Yep.
Yep. And we're going to get to hear you sing the entire song live, right?
I would love that.
All right.
Me too.
It's a deal. Ooh, okay.
It's a deal.
Yeah. Well, Jillian, thank you very much for calling in.
Oh, you're so welcome. I hope that, you know, these songs are able to touch people's lives and make their hearts happy. That's why we do what we do.
Yeah. And people can find you on Facebook under the True Trinity. Or if in doubt, they can ask us.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Chicks for a Cause, they can get me at, and JillianClark.com is under construction. We'll probably be live in the next couple weeks.
Okay, I tag you ladies all on a post and on our event page for Purpose Talk Radio. So if you can, maybe you find some time later today to pop in onto our event page, and then you can post your info there also.
I will do that.
Okay, thank you, Jillian.
All right, Shelley, I have your card, and it's called The Little Precious Girl, which sounds kind of smarmy, but it's really quite beautiful. The card shows this beautiful, young, very young girl with a crown on her head and a gorgeous dress, and she's surrounded by four very old, bent-over crones, kind of like the witches, the old witches and the young princess, you know? And they're holding her hand. One is holding her hand, and the others are talking to her and giving her gifts. And once again, letting her know that the beauty that's within her is so amazing, and she needs to always let it shine to bring out that beauty. So very much like Susanna with her coat of making it beautiful, the same with you, that the clothes that you wear, and I don't mean this necessarily literally, but at least figuratively, the way you the way you clothe yourself and the crown that you are wearing to allow it to show the real royal you who is there, that beautiful you. Okay?
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
So, Barbara.
My card.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, Susanna.
I said thank you also very much for my card, Jen.
You're very welcome.
It's all about inner beauty, which really leads weaves in with last week's show. And it's just beautiful because it's all very feminine. And there we are. For women plus Jillian, who phoned in as woman number 5, I don't know. Something going on there, I think.
Yeah. And last week our affirmation was, I choose to be a reflection of all the beauty that surrounds me in my words, thoughts, deeds, and in all that I create, which goes really, like you said, Barbara, goes along with all these cards.
So we're continuing on the beauty path today.
Well, it looks like it. And also inspiration. So,
yes, definitely.
I didn't bring the right paperwork again. So, Susanna and Shelley, we're going to let you kind of introduce yourselves. But to start off, I'll say that Susanna and Shelley are with the organization I Believe Global. And I believe also that Susanna is the one who started it or who founded it. But she's going to tell us about that. And the mission that they have, and this is our affirmation for today also, their mission is to inspire others to make the impossible possible. So our affirmation for today is, I inspire others to make the impossible possible, which I think is an absolutely fabulous affirmation to have for today. And they have one of their members, Shreya, is climbing Mount Everest right now in order to benefit the Sick Kids Foundation. So, Susanna, Shelley, there's a whole bunch of stuff to talk about here. How about if you just go ahead and jump in, and maybe Susanna, why don't you go ahead and start and tell us a little bit about it?
Okay. First of all, thank you very much for having us here. And if it comes to I Believe Global, that's exactly what we're doing. We are starting to inspire people and doing that more and more. And we actually started it kind of together. So we all met again. We are all being in the inspirational business already for a while. We are a group of coaches, authors, and all kinds of walks of life. And we all have something in common. We like to uplift people. So that's how everything has started and how everything started to be happened. And Shreya is right now the one who is on Mount Everest because she's actually following her dream to inspire other people as well to do exactly the same. So she will be actually, she's already doing it, being ready to climb the mountain. She is in a base camp down there and she's doing really, really good. And we are really, really proud of her. And she thought as well by doing that, also to do something good and give something back and give to the Sick Children Foundation so that we can do that. We had like a big event earlier on already where we had all kinds of people and was collecting money over there. And Shreya was actually talking about her climbing up. There was a lot of preparation. And the only thing what I can say right now, we are really, really proud. And Shelley is doing an amazing job connecting with Shreya daily almost and doing the best of getting us all updated as well. So maybe Shelley can tell a little bit more about where Shreya is right now.
Okay, Shelley?
Well, actually, Shreya has she started off her trekking 18 days ago to climb to Mount Everest. And the purpose behind her climbing is that to inspire others to climb their own mountains in their life. Because many times we're faced with a difficult challenge and sometimes, you know, we get hold ourselves back. And her purpose is to live life the fullest, to conquer your fears, no matter what. You will be facing challenges, but she's climbing. She's taken on the highest mountain in the world. And she's like, you know what, Shelley, I am doing this not for me, but to inspire others to go after the mountains in their life. I'll be facing battles emotionally, mentally, and physically. But no matter what, I'm not giving up. My dream is to inspire others to go after their dreams and to climb the mountains in their life, to never give up. And also by doing this, I'm also going to be giving back to the Sick Kids Foundation because my purpose on this planet is also to do even better, to give back to the group. And when she comes back, she'll be sharing her journey here as a motivational speaker. And, you know, just sharing her journey through a book that she's going to come out with, an amazing, amazing thing. But right now, after doing 18 days of walking to base camp, she's finally there, and now she's actually at, I believe it's over 6,000 meters above sea level, and right now she's training to actually go to the summit. So for the next 3 weeks, I believe it is, or a month, she'll be training to go to Camp 1, to Camp 2, to get used to the altitude and stuff like that. But the whole purpose behind climbing the world's highest mountain is to make sure that, you know what, everyone, is that, yes, we all face battles. Sometimes it might hold us back emotionally. Sometimes it might hold us back physically and spiritually. But you know what, no matter what, do not give up, because there's a purpose for everything. Right. And you know what, no matter what, we can make the impossible possible. And I believe that's what our affirmation is today. And it's that, to know that wholeheartedly that everything is possible and you can live the life of your dreams and live your greatest life now.
Well, tell us also a little bit about you. I'd like to hear a little bit about each of you, and then we'll go into the I Believe Global more. But tell us about you and maybe some of the mountains that you've had to climb.
Well, perfectly. Well, 4 years ago, I was blessed with the opportunity to, at the tender age of 24, I was blessed with the opportunity to see our world with my heart rather than just my natural eyes, and I'm giving hugs rather than just handshakes. Amazing, isn't it? Well, see, what happened was 4 years ago, while working in a lab, I was severely burned on my face, neck, chest, arms, and hands. As a result, I lost my vision completely and the use of both of my hands. So at the tender age of 24, the life that I knew was literally stripped away from me, and I was able to develop this amazing, abundantly blessed life that I'm able to come from a place of love, and everything that I do, everyone that I connect with is only coming from a place of love now. And yes, I do have daily challenges to get around and also to get stuff done, but the reality is that now I can see stuff in a new, amazing light, and I've not allowed my limitations to hold me back from living my greatest life, but instead I made modification to live my greatest life now.
That's amazing. That's really beautiful.
Thank you.
Wow. That's quite an event. I know that when your life changes like that, it changes instantly. There's no delay. There's no, it's going to segue from one thing to another. It's just instantaneous that your life has changed. The old life is gone, and the new life is there, whatever it is that you make it.
Oh, definitely, it sounds, definitely.
Yeah.
No warning, yeah.
Right.
Wow, Shelley.
I'm impressed. Oh,
yeah. I love the way you put it, that you hug instead of giving a handshake, and that you see with your heart rather than your eyes. That is something that we should all achieve, having our eyes to look at things or not. It's rather the seeing with the heart that matters. And that is so inspiring. Your story alone is so inspiring. Plus the story of your soul sister climbing Mount Everest at the moment. So Susanne, I'm sure whatever you're going to say is going to be so inspiring also. Share a little bit about you.
Okay, share a little bit about me as well. So I have, a few similarities with Shelley. So one of them is the fire part as well. So I went through a lot of tough times in my life, too, about 23 surgeries, been burned, third degree, 40% of my body, survived cancer, survived a car running me over off the sidewalk, and had anyway, every time, find out how quick I was able to heal, how quick I was getting better there again, and how powerful our mind is, and how powerful we can actually achieve things as well if we really want to and if we really decide to. And that direction, I was starting to help more and more people to get out of their own fear, limitation, especially if it comes to barrier. I was working with burn victims as well to tell them that there's a life after being burned. I was working with other people in rehab centers as well, and simply liked it a lot and started then to become so-called law of attraction coach, and simply teaching that to believe in yourself and to do what you can do and never give up and simply go for it. I'm kicking here away and I'm loving life, and I think there is no reason, nothing can stop us. And that is exactly what Charlie is doing. life is beautiful, life is wonderful, and people should do the best out of it, and that's what is my inspiration to people.
So I have a question for both of you. Mm-hmm. What about when somebody, you both have overcome some serious hardships. So when somebody else says, well, I can't do this because I, whatever problem that they have, what are your words to them?
I would, you go ahead, Sid, you first, go.
Shelly?
After that, I'll go. It's fine.
Okay. So I would simply, in that moment, make the person aware about what happened, what you can focus on, what the beauty is, what you have, what you can be grateful about. I would as well use myself as an example to show what is possible, what you're able to achieve. I would see through the person and show them and empower the person to do it on their own and to believe in it, and would work this person step by step through it. That would be my approach.
Okay. And Shelley, what would you tell that person?
Well, that's amazing. It all comes back to, at the end of the day, what story are we telling ourselves?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I believe our story has so much power in it. It's either our story can serve us or it can hold us back.
Mm-hmm.
So my question to that person is, what story are you telling yourself? Are you being a victim or are you being a victor?
Yes.
And how has your story served you in the past? Is it helping you move further in life or is it holding you back? Because many times it's what we tell ourselves. That's what we're going to tell ourselves, that we can or we cannot do something. And to me, I would find out more about the story that they're telling themselves.
Right.
Because I believe there's power in every story. We all have a story, but
yes.
Is that story serving us or is it holding us back? Yes, we do have challenges. And I believe with each challenge, it allows us to grow and to evolve and to expand. Because yes. We're part of a larger consciousness. And our purpose here on this planet is to grow and expand. So sometimes my question.
Mm-hmm. So sometimes we need to change our story.
Yes.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, just the other day we were talking in the soul healing circle and it just came to me. So I threw it out there and it was a bit provocative, but it was meant in a loving way. Tell a new story. And that is what I'm telling myself sometimes also, because once I start being aware of what stories I am telling, when I talk to my friends or my family, am I talking about past hardships or challenges or whatever else, or am I looking into the future with a really positive attitude? And it makes such a big difference when we can catch our thoughts, stop, and then talk about something different and tell a new story.
That's right.
Thank you for that. That's absolutely, I so believe in this also.
Yeah, it's also like when you actually, what you think and what you speak, somebody very important is listening to that, and that's you.
That's right.
Always listening.
Yeah, and the words I am are the most powerful words that we know, and whatever follows it is what is.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's why we chose this theme song, and it says, I am me, I am who I am. And that is also powerful, and it's something that could be another mantra that we could work with when we come into challenging situations.
Right.
You can deliberate, actually, go towards your thought and can work on that.
Mm-hmm.
And help to get out of that state, and that's what we are doing by telling our stories, inspiring other people, doing action as well, and simply spreading the love.
You know, there was a story that I once read that I loved, was about this man who was not a very likable person, and somehow he figured it out finally. And then he decided that he wanted to become who he wanted to become. And he was on a journey and imagined this specific location. He was standing at a gate overlooking whatever area that he was looking at. And when he arrived at that gate, then he was that new person that he wanted to be. So his new story. And it turned out that from that point on, once he made that decision, the the rest of his life journey actually, every step of the way, led him toward that ending of the new person that he had chosen, given intent, to become, and the new story that he was telling himself. So by the time he actually did end up at that location physically, he was this new story, the new person. And that is always, that's made such an impact on me, because we can all tell ourselves, create the person that we want to become.
So when we decide so, yeah.
Right.
Definitely.
So Suzanne, tell us a little bit more about I Believe Global, please. You've told us a little bit about the intent, but what you put it together and what events are you putting on and what is your goal and so where do we go from here?
Okay. We are like I was saying, like a group of different type of people. Everybody of us has a different type of goal, which we want to try to reach and what we want to share as well. So our mission is, like the name is saying already, that we're going to go global. That means that we are connecting with like-minded, that we're going to go out there, spread our inspiration towards that. We're going to have as well in the future seminars ongoing where people can join. We will have inspirational talks happen as well. We will connect with like-minded people like we did connect it with you. We will invite people as well and hopefully get invited too. So our mission is to spread outside the hope that you can do it, to go outside there, to inspire people. Like Shelley is doing an amazing job already all over the place. She just was at the TED Seneca College conference, was speaking there amazingly. She is all over radio stations, and everybody of us is doing something. We have amazing coaches inside who are helping, also doing one-on-one work with people. We're having people who are having amazing books published, which also doing self-help, a lot of things. We are in the process as well to writing our own books, and Shelley can tell you for sure as well, she's doing some pretty amazing work by herself, products that she's creating. So we are collecting more and more good stories and try to share them outside in the world.
So are you going to do a book for, I Believe, Global book? A joint book?
Eventually as well. I never actually thought about it, but that's actually a pretty good idea.
Oh, okay. You might consider it like an anthology of all of your stories, or some of your stories anyway. So Shelley, tell us a little bit more about what you've been doing for I Believe Global.
Well, what I'm actually doing is, my whole purpose on this planet is just to share inspiration with others, and I'm so blessed to be a part of the I Believe Global group itself, because we have such strong entrepreneurs as well as leaders within the group who are contributing so much to of a world in everything, in all areas that they are, and they're learning, growing, and expanding, and such a blessing for me to be a part of this amazing, amazing group. And what some of the things, as Susan have mentioned before, is that we all came from our own background. We all have our own unique networks and stuff like that we've come from. And for me personally, I'm in the process of writing my book. I also paint because in the natural, you would not expect a visually impaired person with the use of no hands to paint. So my mission is to make the impossible possible. And entail, like, all of us have our own unique stories and our own unique gifts and talents. And together as a team, we came together with the I Believe Global group, and we said, okay, this is our mission here now. What can we do to contribute to society and to the world as a whole and to uplift the consciousness of our world? And how can we join together now? Because we do believe in connecting and collaborating. Yes. And also contributing. So I think that this is the area that brought us all together. And we're all came together. I believe it's every month and stuff like that. Now we're going to have a meeting and coming together and just sharing our message and going on the front globally, as Susan was saying, and going international as well sometime soon. And we all have our own platforms as well that we do speak in. We do our own work as coaches and stuff like that. So together as a whole, we're using all the different platforms to come together and expand and share a message and take our message globally as a whole front as well, too.
So this is a group that is based in Toronto, is that correct?
Started.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I said it started.
Okay, it started in Toronto and has grown to where?
We are going right now outside districts, so we are starting right now as well to grow towards Barbara, right? Towards Germany. We are connecting with Australia as well. We are connecting as well a little bit with Turkey, a little bit with Anatolia there in Turkey. And I was connecting as well with Italy and with France. So that's what I'm doing right now with connection towards our I Believe Global Group.
So is the I Believe Global Group a group that is essentially based in Toronto and then you're reaching out to other people and other groups to get yourself known? Or are you bringing I'm not quite clear on how you're doing this, if you're inviting others to come in and join you or if you're a specific group that's going out to others?
We actually planning of doing both. We will be a group who's going specific out to others. We will have our own seminars, and we are also inviting coaches, other peoples, having joint seminars, and spreading simply their good word as well.
Okay. And do you have a website or a Facebook page?
So that is something. We have a Facebook page. We have to open it to the public. So right now you would have to connect either with me or with Shelley on our own private websites or Facebook pages, mine is Susanna Witt, because we are working on the website to do that properly as well for I Believe Global. And we have to as well open up the page for I Believe Global. So right now we had like different things happen. Like Shelley was saying, we are all different entities who are doing different stuff. Like Shreya is right now on the mountain. We had another lady who was just at a seminar outside. We had another lady who was in Hawaii. So everybody was busy with something. So we're grouping now again back together. And when we have exactly the plan, which is coming next, we will have that as well on a website. And we will have that Facebook page happen there as well.
So there's a website and a Facebook page that are in progress right now.
In progress right now, yes.
Okay.
We actually had our coming out the first time in January that we started with the group.
Okay. All right. And right now, if somebody wanted to connect with you, with the I Believe Global group, what would they do? They'd have to go to Facebook page and ask to join the group, is that right?
That would be happen then as well, that you ask and join the group, we would let you in. Right now, we have to, like I said, the Facebook page, we have to finish that. And right now, the best thing is to come directly to me. I'm the president of I Believe Global, and come to Suzanne Witt on Facebook. And I will make sure that you be connected with us.
Okay, let's spell that. Spell your name, please.
Okay, it's Susanne, and the next word, Witte.
And I tagged you guys also, Shelley and Susanne, for our event page, for the Purpose Talk Radio event page on Facebook. So if you find a few minutes, if you have some time after the show, maybe you can just hop in and give some more information there, how people can connect with you. Maybe there's a few people waiting there for you already.
Oh, good. Thank you.
And we're excited.
And for the listeners to go to, also go to purposetalkradio.com. Where we've put some information about Shelley and Suzanne and also about Shreya and the little bit that we have about I Believe Global is there as well. So you can then connect with both Susanna and Shelley and ask questions. So what else would you like to tell us? What haven't I asked you that you would like us to be sure and mention?
I would like that anybody who's listening here and doing simply a great job there outside whatever country you are and doing inspirational work, I really would love you to connect with us and share your story as well. I would like to hear about that and see if we can do some collaboration as well in that direction. So that's what I would like to do. So, Shelley, what about you?
Oh, you said it beautifully well, Susan. Thank you so much for saying that. And if you do have a story and you want to connect with us, we're more than willing. This is a global group, and we want to have as much members as possible, and because we believe that as a group together, by collaborating, by connecting with others, and by reaching out to others as well, too, we are uplifting the consciousness of our planet as well, too, by being all that we can be, and just, like, when we're stepping into our light and shining as much as we can and we're born to be, is that we're uplifting the consciousness of our planet as well, too. And we invite each and every one of you to connect with us, to join us, and let us make a difference together. Because at the end of the day, our purpose on this planet is to just be all that we can be while inspiring others to be all that they can be.
That's right.
Okay, I have a question. Shelley, I have a question for you. You talked about making the impossible possible, and you talked about you are actually painting. So tell us a little bit about that, would you please?
Definitely. Actually, it all started in 2010 in November. One of my dear friends called me from LA. We normally like to challenge each other. And she asked me, she's like, Shelley, if there's one thing that you can challenge yourself to do, which is out of the norm, what would it be? So to her surprise, my answer was, I wanted to paint. So she's like, why paint? And at that moment, it hit me, because reality is that normally we confine ourselves to a box. And when we don't allow ourselves to think outside the box, because we're blinded by what we see in front of us, right? Mm-hmm. So for me personally, I wanted to paint because I cannot see colors, like physical colors right now, or I don't have the use of both of my hands, but I decided, okay, at that point, I cannot even hold a paintbrush. So I decided to even go even further and start painting with my knuckles and paint from my heart. And I normally paint landscapes and hearts and stuff like that. But the whole purpose behind it is that, you know what, to think outside the box, and because many times we're limited by what we see in front of us, and that we're born to shine and we're born to do anything that we set our hearts and mind to. So my whole purpose behind painting and is just to inspire others to be all that they can be while, you know, being all that I can be at in each given moment.
Do you have a copy of one of your paintings that you could maybe scan in and post it on your Facebook page and also on the on our event page so people can see it?
Oh, definitely. I have many. If you go to my Facebook page and you go to Shelley's One-of-a-Kind Paintings, you'll see the entire album over there.
Cool. Okay, so tell us your Facebook page then.
My Facebook page is Shelley S., but also I do have a fan page. It's called Vision with Heart, a like page.
Okay.
Yeah.
Vision with Heart is a Facebook page or a website?
It's a Facebook page and my website, visionwithheart.com.
Cool. Okay, yeah, I mean, great. Guys, if you just come over to the event page and put the information in there so people, because yeah. I believe, Susanna, you have a business page also on Facebook so people can connect with you guys. That would be beautiful.
Right.
Yes, we'll do that. Thank you very much.
So, Susanna, tell us just real quick something that you have made the impossible possible in your life.
Like I was saying, impossible makes impossible possible was with my burns. I'm not supposed to be having any legs left. I'm not supposed to be walking, and I'm supposed to be tied to a wheelchair, and supposed to be my whole muscle's been burned so completely. I'm not supposed to be doing anything in that direction. So, and I am actually been not only walking after that again. I was a triathlete. I use my legs fully. I run around. I enjoy walking. I'm walking actually every day 12 kilometers, and I do that every morning. Yes, and I love it. That's my way of me time to the forest on the lake along. So, yeah. And like simply my way of showing that what I could do was this. By simply going ahead and living and doing and using everything what I had to use. Right. The same with the car accident. I'm not supposed to be here because I've been literally driven over with 70 kilometers an hour. I spent quite a bit in hospital and several years in therapy towards that. And, you know, nothing can stop me. So that is my way, which I was really overliving and which I love as people. Yeah.
Right. Barbara, amazing. How about you? How about you? What do you feel you've done that has made the impossible possible?
Well, I mean, that leads back to the beginning of the show. I'm going to Stonehenge. That's nothing. Well, it doesn't sound so impossible, but 3 weeks ago, that wasn't even on my agenda. And yes, looking back, it was something that I would have said if somebody told me, yeah, that's impossible. No, I won't be in Stonehenge in 3 weeks inside the Stone Circle on my birthday. And it's happening. So, I really would like to say once again that I so appreciate what Shelley was saying earlier about why all this is happening with the Sick Kids Foundation, with all the inspiration, so that everybody can climb their own mountain. And I really like that. And it makes the impossible possible. That is, it's just, yes, I can run in front of this with a flag. And it says, make the impossible possible. I'm so totally with you, ladies. Thank you so much.
I pictured you just running with that flag. And as well, if somebody is interested about Shreya, Shreya has as well her own page, and she will have also updates there and posting. We will post on it, or she has somebody who is posting what's happened there. If you want to follow what she's doing and where she is on the mountain, so we can do that as well and post later on her site.
Okay, would you put that information on our event page as well so people can go there and look?
Yes, on purpose.radio?
Yes.
Okay, we will do that.
Yeah, we have an event page. I tagged both of you, Shelley and Susanne, for a post there. So, yeah, just get in touch with us. We'll lead you there.
Okay, excellent.
And Shreya says, actually, I got an opportunity to email her and stuff like that before, and she thanks you both for blessing us with this opportunity to share her story, and also for giving us an opportunity, and I believe Global Group as well, too, for giving us an opportunity to be a part of your amazing, amazing, phenomenal radio show and to get our message across. So thank you both so much for all that you both are doing to become all that you be by also stepping into your greatness and sharing your gifts with the world. And you both are truly, truly phenomenal. I love, love, love all that you're doing. I love you for being you. And thank you so much for all that you both are doing. It truly, truly is great and wonderful.
And thank you both. Yeah, thank you both for being with us. And I'd like to be able to hear from Shreya a little bit when she gets back. When is she expected to be finished? Well, done and back.
Mm-hmm. In June.
July 2nd.
July? Okay. Good.
Yeah. We have a few spots in July.
To Toronto.
Barbara, we have a few spots in July then. On the show.
You're going to see me here. Barbara, when are you going to come to Toronto?
Oh. Let me come back from the UK first. And then we talk about Toronto. We can have Shreya on the show when she returns from Mount Everest. And please give her all our love while she climbs the mountain. I am so proud of her because that is something that I would be totally scared of to do. But nevertheless, that wouldn't stop me, especially not after this. Make the impossible possible. Thank you, ladies. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, we want to remind everybody that to go to the Purpose Talk Radio event page and check in there, chime in, tell us what you think, and join the conversation. We want to remind you that purposetalkradio.com, you'll be able to hear the replay of this radio show, and you can listen to other archives there as well under the archive section. And you'll also find out information about other upcoming shows. Remember that Barbara and I are both available for coaching sessions individually and for joint coaching sessions, which, boy, I'm having a hard time with that coaching sessions word today. But anyway, you can join us for a joint coaching session if you'd like. So we thank you for being here with us today. And again, our affirmation of the day is, we can all say it together, I inspire others to make the impossible possible. Let's do it again. I inspire others to make the impossible possible. All right. So we send you soul greetings, and we look forward to sharing with you again next week. And we wish you goodbye for this week. Check in with us at the Soul Healing Circle as well. And for now,
thank you all for being here with us. Bye bye.
Thank you very much.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.